Our live from here is M. Ross Perkins, local singer-songwriter extraordinaire. I'm a huge fan, have been for a very long time. He's on the cusp of the release of a secret EP. That's all I'm going to say. And we will have a broadcast debut, but you're also a part of the Adventures Fest. That'll be a week from Saturday up at the Adventures on the Great Miami Canoe Livery. All day music just outside of Tip City. Welcome, M. Ross Perkins. Thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Nikki. It's good to be back.
It is worth noting that I'm not wearing my glasses right now at the moment, but you had been on the scene for at least a string of minutes before I realized.
You looked right at me numerous times.
Well, you look very different.
Yeah, that's right. I've undergone a bit of a visual transformation.
but I can hear, I would pick your voice out of a lineup. I'd be like, ah, that's M. Ross Perkins.
And I could say the same thing about you.
So pleased you're here. Will you give us a little sampling of your wares? Talk a little bit about it first, please, and then go ahead.
Most definitely. This is a song off of my debut long player entitled M. Ross Perkins. This song is called Grandma's Dead, and We're Taking All Her Stuff. Grandma's dead, and we're taking all her stuff. Taking all her stuff, taking all her stuff. Grandma's dead, and we're taking all her stuff. Gonna make her stuff our own. Where she left us a savings account. Ooh. In the sum of summer mine, ooh, 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 ooh. When your grandma's dead, it's a sad, sad time, but it's a fine time to be alive, 'cause you're taking all her stuff back home. Grandma's dead, and we're taking all her stuff. Taking all her stuff, taking all her stuff. Grandma's dead, and we're taking all her stuff. Gonna make her stuff our own. Sad, sad time, but there's a U-Haul truck pulling up outside, 'cause you're taking all the stuff back home. Grandma's dead, and we're taking all her stuff, taking all her stuff, taking all her stuff. Grandma's dead, and we're taking all her stuff, gonna make her stuff our own. Grandma's dead, and grandma's dead, and grandma's dead, and taking all her stuff. Grandma's dead, and we're taking all her stuff. Gonna make her stuff our own. We're gonna decorate our homes. We're gonna make her stuff our own.
That's my new favorite song.
Highly relatable. I think that song is universally relatable, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. One of my crack intern, Anna Brown, is in here as well. We were trying so hard to keep it together.
You guys kept it together really well.
M. Ross Perkins, I'm a big fan, and I have been for a very, very long time, and I want to let our listeners know how I first ever heard of you.
This was
back in 08. I'm coming up on my 16th anniversary here. I've been here a mere 6 years when Joe Winters from down at Dingleberry's here in town, the record store, called me up, and he's like, Nikki, I don't know if you know about my employee. You used a different name. Yeah. And he goes, because I got this guy who works for me, and he's made this record, and it's so good, I can't believe it's really him. And I'm like, well, what is it? And he goes, can I bring it to you? And I'm like, yes, yes. And you were going by the name Esther Caulfield Orchestra.
Yeah, that's right.
He handed
a much longer moniker.
But I like it. I'm guessing the grandma's name was Esther Caulfield, maybe?
Maybe. Yeah, yeah.
When he brought it to the station. We were down in the basement of the Fells building at the time, and just handed it to me. He had this look on his face, just like, just wonderment was just washing over him. He goes, check it out. And he left. And
bless his heart.
Oh, and I was blown away. It's just absolutely fabulous. Was that your very first effort back in 08, that Esther Caulfield Orchestra?
Yeah, that's the first one that I'll claim. You know, there were efforts before that, but they were minimal efforts, you know, and that was the first time I really tried to make a record that, you know, was cool or artistic, you know.
Good Morning Whiskey Breakfast.
That's right.
Is it still available anywhere?
I'm sure it's somewhere out there.
You don't have copies.
I have not personally made it available. I think we made 25 copies of that CD.
I have that one. One of my favorite songs on there in the line of this was The Clovers Are Communicating.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is about how?
Well, yeah, that was a song about how they had discovered that these clovers were talking to each other with their roots under the ground, which I thought at the time was really psychedelic, you know, and my feeble 18-year-old mind was just absolutely blown by that. And so I made that song. And actually, that may or may not be undergoing a bit of a makeover for future release.
Good. Yeah. Oh, it's a great song. And I Asked My Neighbors on there, mm-hmm. and that Good Morning song about left, right. You're singing in a British accent.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
crazy.
A really overt British
it's
accent.
So
you guys really
good.
Gave that a lot of play. That was a big deal for me.
Right on. Happy to have done it. We're in studio with M. Ross Perkins. He's a part of the extravaganza a week from Saturday. That'll be July 21st up at the Adventures on the Great Miami, just outside of Tip City. They're calling it Adventures Fest. This is the very first annual, by the way. In addition to our guest, M. Ross Perkins, Neo-American Pioneers, Silmar, Shrug, This Pine Box, Lioness, Young Heirlooms, Jessica Lee Mayfield, and that's just on the adventure stage. There's a cool acoustic stage as well. You can find out more, search up Adventures Fest on Facebook or just anywhere online or on Eventbrite, and you can find your way to some tickets. I will have a pair of tickets to give away before this is all said and done. And if you're interested in our guest today, mrossperkins.com. Again, that's mrossperkins.com. Check him on Facebook and Instagram under that handle as well. I'm just a big fan. Will you do us another?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. This is a song off of an upcoming EP that we haven't announced yet. Until right now, I guess I just announced it. How about that?
To flowers for to faint when you're near me, and my troubles call to say they're late when you're near me. Stick houses hold through hurricanes when you're near me. Now I will not upset you, maybe fret you, but never regret you. What a happy boy I am when you're near me, when you're near me. You whisper wind into my sails when you're near me, like half a dozen healthy rails when you're near me. I'm not so inclined to up and bail when you're near me. Now if at some point you leave me, I'm gonna cry my eyes out completely, Cause when you speak, your language slips like a pacifier from a baby's lips, and I'm compelled to reach as if to pluck it. What a happy boy I am when you're near me, when you're near me. I get high, baby, baby, when you're by my side. High, come on now, don't you go and hurt my pride. High, when you're near me, baby, I get high.
M. Ross Perkins on 91.3 WYSO. M. Ross Quirkins.
I have many. Many perks. Many perks. And many quirks.
Many perks and quirks. I love it because even there's just always some wonderful, just shift the prism just a little on everything you do. I really, really love it.
Thanks for saying so. I try not to be too regular.
Yeah. You got a great sense of humor.
Thanks.
And it comes through. mrossperkins.com for more information. Just search all bunched up the letters M, as in Michael, Ross Perkins, M. Ross Perkins. And you can find him on Facebook, Instagram, and any number of avenues. Or you can find him on stage. He'll be at the Adventures Fest a week from Saturday up at the Adventures on the Great Miami, just outside of Tip City. You can search for them, Adventures Fest, online and find the full list of bands and available nuggets of awesome. And you have reached into the cloud and pulled down
from the heavens.
From the heavens.
That's correct.
Pulled it. We were just sitting here and we're talking, and I'm like, yeah, you know, hey, maybe I'll play one. He goes, I could get one. And you did. You reached up and just
very
from where
quickly.
You're sitting.
Yes.
Sent it to me.
It's amazing how that worked. No wires even involved,
so
I don't think.
So crazy.
Right.
I have at home a Edison player. They're the thick discs, not the cylinders, but the thick discs. Mm-hmm. I remember having that thing for the first time. It was a gift, and you crank it up, and they're using the power stored in your arm to transfer it into some. I put the disc on and played it, and then it was playing, and I realized it was not plugged in to anything.
Yeah, it didn't need to be.
And it gave me such a weird feeling, and in a way, we're back there.
We're right back there right now. I mean, we are surrounded by electronics.
Isn't it amazing?
But, yeah.
We can still reach into the cloud and
we
pull something
absolutely
down.
Can.
I have queued up here a tune from your upcoming EP.
What a delight.
What a delight. So this will be a broadcast, world premiere.
Yeah, world premiere, really, world when premiere. You think about it, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What are we about to hear?
We're about to hear a song called Hopscotch for the Animal Parade. Yet another overly verbose articulation on my part. It's kind of a piano song. My little nod to Michael Jackson, in a way, and in a weird way, kind of a Michael Jackson. I always kind of thought it was kind of Michael Jackson-esque. Not really at all.
Let's hear it.
Let's give it a try.
M. Ross Perkins.
Mm-hmm.
sure just how she's supposed to know. You told her years ago to watch for wolves in sheepish clothes. For such a long time she could sleep beneath your wing, but now she's gonna take an off your baby's promise ring. If you ever have a daughter, she'll surely find her bows and ribbons torn and frayed someday. Cause if you ever have a daughter, she's gonna give a little heart to a boy like me, you see. A boy like me would only make her cry. On a sunny afternoon, her yellow bike, and in the haste she took a dive. Was it third or was it second grade? She wore her Sunday dress and hopscotched for the animal parade. And now she's telling you that you don't understand. Cause he might be a loser, but she's found herself a man. And you're gonna want to save her with your love. Not you that she is really thinking of. And if she saw some young girl's hand, you'll have to stand along the side and watch her bend to his command. Oh yes. If you ever have a daughter, she'll surely find and ribbons torn and frayed someday. Cause if you ever have a daughter, she's gonna give a little heart to a boy like me. You see, yes you will, yes you will.
For the Animal Parade, a world global broadcast debut from our guest today, M. Ross Perkins. mrossperkins.com. Check him on Facebook, Instagram. He's at the Adventures Fest celebration a week from Saturday as well. That's lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was that one was in the oven for a while. I wrote that a long time ago.
It was baking.
Yes.
To the perfect tenderness.
It took a while, but I finally got it out.
Speaking of premieres, you had a pretty cool... Well, we were talking before we went on the air that, you know, this whole you know, in some places, medical marijuana, and in even some states now for recreational use, marijuana is becoming legalized. So not even 3 years ago, I probably wouldn't have done like a whole show of pot songs.
Probably not.
No. And so on the 420, I would just make some, I would just note the date and then maybe play one song, not mention a thing. But we really, the last couple of years, have gotten full into it. And the lead track on your last effort figures prominently in our Pot Day songs. And if
I'm
you
so
like
glad to hear that.
Tell us why.
Well, it's you could say there's a thematic quality that may, to some listeners, be interpreted as, you know, relevant to their drug use. But, you know, I'm not going to make any speculations about what it might be about.
But what I have to tell you is that because of this song, I did not know this, that Humboldt County in California is known for the quality and maybe quantity of its cannabis productions.
And some have said that that is no coincidence that the song references this county, an obscure county in California.
It has been said. So much so have people drawn a possible parallel in their own interpretations, because art is in the eye of the ear.
It truly is.
Of the beholder. But High Times magazine of this song, Humboldt County Green, writes, "The kind of good, old-fashioned, psychedelic-tinged rock and roll the world could use right now."
And that's just their interpretation. You know what I mean?
Congratulations on getting written up in High Times.
Thanks.
Congratulations on everything. Thank you so much for coming by. Keep us
posted.
Thank
you for having me.
When that EP's out, I want that.
I will certainly make sure you get a copy, and it, we'll be announcing that release date within the next few weeks.
Okay, and I'll let you know when I know out there. Right on. M. Ross Perkins, a delight. We'll leave all of us with Humboldt County Green. Thanks again.
Hey, thanks, Nikki.
Sweet Humboldt County Green, good.